This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Time now for our weekly food segment with Evan Kleinman, host of KCRW's Good Food. She has just returned from flour tortilla country, where she was reminded about an amazing and underappreciated ingredient, Sonoran white wheat. Hello.
Hi.
Well, first of all, where is flour tortilla country?
Flour tortilla country is Sonora. So both sides of the border, Tucson and south into Mexico. It's in northern Mexico.
And where were you?
I was in Tucson. I have a lot of relatives there. And it was a good reminder about this flour tortilla tradition, but also this grain, which was brought to that area in the 17th century. And I think it's a grain that a lot of bakers should make note of and play with.
And this grain we're talking about is Sonoran white wheat, named after, I guess, Sonora. And why is it different from your standard flour that you would buy all purpose?
You know, for the last decade or so, there has been like this resurgence of using old grain varieties. And it is a very regional sort of movement. Every region in the country sort of has created their own local grain sheds. And definitely Sonoran white wheat has made an impact on a lot of those grain sheds in the Southwest and into California. And the reason it's so loved is that when it's milled into flour as a whole grain, it is white. And it also has really delicious flavor notes that one doesn't usually associate with whole wheat. So people who might not necessarily love eating whole grain, you know, breads, Sonora white wheat is a way for people to eat a whole grain and have a more mild kind of different experience.
Is it as nutritious?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, wow. And so you ate it in the form of tortillas.
Well, when I'm in Tucson, I fall into a vat of tortillas. I wrap myself in tortillas. I become a burrito ensconced in a flour tortilla blanket.
So are you saying you prefer the flour tortilla to the corn tortilla?
Not at all. It is so different than what we experience as a flour tortilla. When you're really lucky and you come across the best of the genre, they are big, gossamer thin, and they have this chewy elasticity, despite how tender they are, that like a regular flour tortilla does not have. It's really a specialty of the area.
Can you get them here?
There are a couple places that make this style. Sonora Town does, and La Palma does. And La Palma makes their own flour tortillas now to sell under the brand, I believe, Mejorado.
Okay, that's good to know. But this Sonoran white wheat, this particular form of flour, you don't use it just for tortillas. You can make all sorts of things with it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's what I am advocating. It is a soft wheat as opposed to hard winter wheat, which is what prevails in both the industrial food system and just in wheat growing over North America. We're known for hard wheat. Soft wheat has a lower protein profile, which means less gluten, and therefore it is really good for things like muffins, any kind of quick bread, cookies, biscuits, pancakes, cakes. You can make a loaf of sourdough bread that has a fantastic and aromatic crust by subbing out 30 to 40% of your flour for Sonora. I have a ton of links for people on the essay that goes along with our audio segment. So if people are curious about what you can do with it and want to go into a deep dive, I have places to point you to. And of course, that's always at kcrw.com/pressplay. And you can find this particular segment, and there you have it.
Okay, perfect. So I imagine you can use it for pastry because, as you say, it's lighter. It has less gluten. You can use it for, dare I say, pie dough.
You said the magic words.
I did.
It's April. We're finally into the month of April. And the pie contest is April 28th. And, you know, in talking about this wheat, I reached out to several local grain hounds here in Southern California, one of whom was, of course, Roxana Julepot, who, with her husband Dan, owns Friends and Family in Hollywood. She's also written a just unbelievable book, a cookbook called Mother Grains. And she was generous enough to share a brand new recipe for pie dough made of 100% Sonora white wheat. It's a recipe that's going to be in an upcoming book of hers, but she said, here, you can post it on the KCRW website. How awesome is that?
Oh, that is awesome. So again, go to kcrw.com/pressplay, find this segment, and you will find that recipe. So if people want to try it out, bake their own pie dough, perhaps enter the Pie Fest with it, and want to use this Sonora white wheat flour, where can they buy it?
It is easily found online. Many regional mills have it. But why not support our local mill in Pasadena, Grist and Toll? I mean, if you actually go to Grist and Toll to buy the flour, you can have a really wonderful conversation with the people who work there, and you'll learn a lot. They know so much about using all of these whole grain flours.
Okay. Sonora white wheat flour. Go check it out at Grist and Toll in Pasadena. Also, check out our website at kcrw.com, where you can also sign up to participate in Pie Fest. That's kcrw.com/pie. Evan Kleiman is the host of KCRW's Good Food and our resident pie maven. You can listen every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And Evan, what's on your show this week?
We do a deep dive into the onion, its culture, traditions, and historic recipes, along with the dark side of modern onion farm production. Then famed pastry chef Sherry Yard stops by to talk about what makes a great hand pie, which is one of our new categories at the contest this year. And we talk to a wonderful Bangladeshi cookbook author about food of that region.
All right. Thank you, Evan Kleiman.
Thank you so much, Madeline.